Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby!
Hey, hey, everybody, it's Andrew, and welcome to episode 127 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be doing a game recap of the matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans. So let's get into it. Before we start, though, give your boys some love and support. If you enjoy the content, subscribe to the channel. Stop by Apple Podcasts. Leave me a review. It always helps me when I put these episodes together. Give this video a like also if you enjoy the content. All right. So the Jacksonville Jaguars unfortunately lose this game. 33-30. I'm a little upset that we lost, but I thought it was a pretty good performance by Jacksonville. They did a lot better than I thought they were going to do against Tennessee, you know, at home in their stadium. So kudos to the Jaguars. They played a really good game. Kudos to the Titans as well. They played really well. So, I thought the offense looked very good. Gardner Minshew did a really good job in this game, came back, brought the team back, made this game competitive, made some really, really nice throws, was pretty accurate for the most part, despite those two interceptions, which really weren't his fault. They bounced off of a defender's hand, defensive lineman, and then the other bounced off of wide receiver Colin Johnson's hand. So really wasn't Gardner's fault, but he did really well. He threw for three touchdowns, 339 yards passing. So kudos to Gardner Minshew. He did a really good job.
Just heart and balls, man, heart and balls.
And, the wide receivers played really well. Laviska Shenault, Chris Conley, DJ Chark, some great receptions. Laviska Shenault was just like, man, he was just trucking people out there and running the ball really nicely. I liked how they gave him the ball more in this game, let him run the football, and was kind of mixing it up. James Robinson, our running back, undrafted free agent, had 100 yards rushing and a touchdown in this game. And I'm really excited to see what this guy can do. He's just a really exciting player to watch this year. And the Jaguars have just been exciting in general to watch, especially these past two games. So, Jacksonville falls to 1-1, but that's okay. They're still going to have a tough game against Miami this Thursday. So I'll be doing an episode on that or pregame analysis, but I don't think they can sleep on that game at all, because the Dolphins almost beat the Bills, and the Bills are a good football team. They were in the playoffs last year, so that's going to be interesting. That's going to be an interesting game. I'm hoping Jacksonville doesn't sleep on them, because Ryan Fitzpatrick is a playmaker, and it's just going to be a I don't think that's going to be a sleeper game at all. I think Jacksonville has to show up and really put some points on the board. But some things I didn't like about this game were really the pass coverage, by our defense, which is terrible. There were some plays in the first half, big plays that we gave up. Ryan Tannehill had the first play of the game, really, had a play action pass. I think it was like a 60-yard pass to, I want to say it was Corey Davis, but correct me if I'm wrong. But it was a huge play, and it was to Wingard. Wingard was covering, didn't do a very good job. Then he gave up a touchdown on that drive. So the pass coverage was not good. We gave up a lot of big plays. One positive thing about the defense was that we were able to, limit Derrick Henry. I think he only had about 84 yards rushing in this game. So that was good. But the pass coverage was terrible in this game by Jacksonville. Secondary just didn't play well. And we had a lot of penalties, which wasn't good. Taven Bryan, he had one offsides penalty, which was just ridiculous. I mean, come on, man.
Idiot.
How long have you been in the league for? You've been in the league for, what, 3 years now? You're getting drawn offsides. I mean, it was just, it was so blatantly obvious. Like, it was him. And then he had a holding penalty. So, not the best performance by Taven Bryan in this game. But, there were some other penalties, too. One on Miles Jack, which is pretty bogus, I think. I mean, it looked like he was looking at the ball. So I think it was questionable whether it was defensive pass interference, but more offensive pass interference. It sure looked that way on the replay. But, you know, you can't win them all. You can't win those calls all the time. I mean, I think Tennessee definitely got a home call there. So that was pretty ridiculous. But, you know, Caleb on Chasen, he had a sack in this game that was really great. Adam Gotsis had a huge tackle on Derrick Henry in the backfield for a loss. There were some really nice plays on defense. So the defense, again, like I said, better pass coverage, but they definitely stopped the run very well. So that was good. And that's just, you have to do that when you play the Tennessee Titans because Derrick Henry's a monster. So, I think they did a good job stopping the run, but definitely not as good against the pass. Special teams, oh, my Lord, with the squib kick, and before the half ended, that was terrible. It was just a terrible call. I don't know what the coaching staff was thinking. Why don't just kick the ball into the back of the end zone and let them get it on the 25, and then they take a knee. Just don't give up any big plays. But we did that squib kick, and it just didn't work out. And then they got the ball like on the 45, like on our 45, and kicked the field goal and got 3 points before the end of the half, which was, I just don't know what was going on. I don't know what the coaching staff was thinking, but definitely not what I would have done if I was at the helm. So that, and then I think Lambeau missed an extra point. So not Josh's best game, but, I'm sure he'll bounce back. He's been great for us. So, you can't pin it all on Josh Lambeau. It's a team effort. But Clay Brooks was terrible fielding, kickoffs and punts. He fumbled two in a row, and I'm just like, what's going on with you? Like, you can't do that. Like, we need to get somebody else back there. I know Daniel Thomas played some special teams, maybe put him back there, maybe put DD back there, but I don't know. There's some rumors that he may be getting traded. So I don't know. We need to make an adjustment there because we just have not been good returning kicks or punts. So we have to hold on to the ball. We can't be, giving up turnovers. So, I think a great effort at the end of the day by Jacksonville. I never thought they would be in this game at all. I thought it was going to be a blowout. But they played very well, and I'm looking forward to what they're going to do against Miami. But let me know how you feel about this game. Leave a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel again. Come by Apple Podcasts. Leave me some feedback or a review. I have a pinned tweet that is on my Twitter feed. So stop by my Twitter feed. If you are the first one to leave a review on my Apple Podcast page, I will send you a Jaguar Podcast t-shirt or face cover. I have one on right now. So we have them in black. They're awesome, or a face cover of your choice. Let me know, and send me a direct message on Twitter if you leave a review. Stay safe, stay healthy, don't go crazy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks beware, we on the prowl.
you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing, eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme.
This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.